Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are in 31 days of prayer, and I'm telling you, the time is just, it's not just moving. It's going. It's soon going to be gone, if that makes any vernacular sense. Time is just, it's just racing away, it seems. And the Bible tells us that it's not for the sake of the elect, for our sake, God's election, his chosen children. Amen. The days are going to be shortened. What does that indicate, or what does that mean? It means that these days are evil and they're wicked, and God is moving quickly. Amen. Let's digest that for a moment. If Jesus said, and he did say it in the Gospels, he said that for the sake of the elect, I believe he said this in Matthew 24 when he began to expound on all the signs that we should look for his return. The disciples said, "Well, when will this be? What are the signs of your return?" And he said, "You know, there will not be one stone turned upon another." He began to speak of Jerusalem being destroyed, but also he was giving us warning for this end time, this last dispensation. Amen. And he said, for the sake of the elect, for the sake of God's children, his mercy toward us is causing him to what? Shorten the days. Time is being shortened. So you're not bugging out. You're not flipping, so to speak. Time is really moving. Glory to God. I heard my parents say that even as a little girl. Where did the time go? Oh, time waits for no man. Time flies. My God, tonight. Amen. And you need to know this. You need to know this because if God has accelerated time, that means he's accelerating his hand, his handy walk. Yeah, his movement, the work. Yes, Lord, that he's doing in this earth, he's moving quickly. He's doing it quickly. So he needs a people that's going to be quickly moving. Amen. Move quickly and get in position. Ah, my God. Get into your place of prayer. Get into your place of studying. Get into your place of getting to know him more. If you're not saved, move quickly. Time is running out. And the handwriting is on the wall. Hallelujah. We need to really think about that. If the days are being shortened, if time is being shortened, oh, Mamasi, we know that God is moving quickly. Hallelujah. Time is moving, and we have to move quickly as well. We can't play games. We can't sugarcoat what we know to be right. We can't compromise when it comes to the truth. Amen. When it comes to your own soul, don't play with yourself, don't play with God. Hallelujah. And don't let nobody distract you. Glory to God. From where God is calling you to. Don't miss it. Don't stretch where you're at. Don't get comfortable where you are, because he's a God of glory. And he takes us from glory to glory. Well, he's a big God. Amen. And once you think you know him and got him down pat, here he comes. So with something big. Yes, Lord. He's so wonderful. And there's so much more of him to love, to get to know, to experience, woo, and to have abide on the inside of your heart. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Amen. We thank God for Jesus tonight. We are on day 29, and I'm kind of stuck here right now about this time thing because, woo, I'm just saying, when Daniel was called and to interpret the handwriting that was on the wall as the king was having his feast, using God's holy elements, and vessels to drink and get drunk and fornicate. Come on up in here tonight. He used the holy treasures of God's temple to play with, doing his dirt. Mm-hmm. And while he was doing that, the Bible said there appeared a man's hand. And he began to write on this wall. And so they called for Daniel. The Bible said the king started trembling. His knees started shaking. I don't care how high you think you are. It doesn't matter what position you may hold. When God starts speaking, when he starts moving, you might not have recognized him before, but every knee going to bow. And every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You're going to answer. You're going to answer. You're going to get an answer, beloved. And so was the time and fate for this king. When Daniel came in to interpret the writing, he told the king, your days have been numbered. I know you go through that all the time in the world to play church. I know you were enjoying sin, and as you heard the voice of God, you decided to harden your heart and not bend and be submissive and humble yourself and repent. You thought you had all the time in the world, but I come to let somebody know tonight, your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. Every man, woman, boy, and girl is going to stand before the Lord. Amen. And so what are you saying to the church? How, Satan, the Holy Ghost is having me to say to you, we don't have time. We don't have time. Listen, we have this habit and this ritualistic type of thing going on, but we make New Year's resolutions. Listen, make it now. Don't wait. Make your mind up right now that you're going to serve God and give Jesus your heart. That you're going to do better for him because he deserves it. Not because he's God. you know you don't have to be here right now. You know the Lord could have took you out a long time. He could have let the devil have you and destroy your life. But because of his mercy, you're here. Give him his just due. Give him your heart. He only wants to love you. Hallelujah. He loves you tonight. Yes, Lord. He loves you. Glory be to God. You have to get that. You have to understand that. And he's going to keep showing you that love. He does it anyway. Every time you wake up and you're breathing, come on. Activity of your limbs are locked. You're here for a purpose. Praise God. Come on here. Amen in Jesus' name. Again, I'm so glad that you could join in with me tonight. Amen. Evangelist Gordon, my mom, amen, will be back with us and share the word. And tonight we want to look at, hallelujah, just how good the Lord has been to us and how he is preparing us and taking us deeper, calling us out into the deep. So it's no more kindergarten, folks. It's time for you to put the pacifier down. I call it the bubble, but whatever you call it, put it down. Put the sippy cup down. Come on here. God's trying to take you somewhere. Glory to God. And you're not going to grow panicking with stuff. Come on. There's some things you just know best not to do. There's some things you know that you ought to be doing. It's time to come on up now. Is that all right? Time is running out. You don't want to miss out on your divine inheritance, do you? You don't want to miss out on the opportunity for God to use you. You don't want to miss, well, the most important, you don't want to miss heaven, do you? Time is now. Make your mind up. Don't wait on nobody else. If your husband or wife ain't ready, pray for them and keep moving. Perhaps they'll come when they see you get in line. Is that all right? Hallelujah. You get yourself in place. Work out your own soul salvation. He'll make everything all right. He will do it. He will do it. He's faithful. He's faithful to his word. Tonight we want to look at 1 Samuel 17. Let's go there. And then we're going to get in prayer. I want to share something that Holy Spirit put on my heart to share concerning the warfare that we're in. Amen. We want to go to 1 Samuel 17. And a lot of times we feel insignificant because of the warfare. Yeah, we feel like we feel less than. We feel not just down, but we feel like we're beneath. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we feel like we're the last on the totem pole because of the weight of the warfare that we find ourselves in. But I'm reminded of a story tonight about David and how little and supposedly scrawny people considered him, even in his own house. But look at what God used him to do. Glory to God. We want to go there tonight. 1 Samuel 17, we're going to start at verse 1 and read down some, okay? Let's read this. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle. The page, why do you keep it out there? Because, listen, God, you know, this word is rich. The word is so rich. And if we would just get, I want to speak to somebody that says, I can't read the King James Version. It's too hard. Listen to me. God would not tell you to study if he was not going to make the way for you to understand his voice. Hello? Amen. The Holy Spirit will give you the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding and create clear pictures for you to really understand and be able to eat and digest the word. So let's not make excuses, okay? Hallelujah. And if you want to read another version, compare it with King James, because a lot of translations, and my mama taught me this a long time ago, they omit what's really necessary. The devil is a liar. That's why the word says study. Don't just read. You hungry and you get a plate of food. You don't sit there just blowing the food and picking at it. You eat. You chew. You get into the meal, don't you? All right. That's what we want to do with the word. Let's read that again. The Philistines, who were enemies of God and his holy people, gathered together their armies. They got together to battle. That's what the enemy does with us. He gathers his demons and his cohorts and his helpers together against us to battle. Look. And were gathered together at Shokoh, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shokoh and Azekah in Ephes-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. So now you have two sides. The Bible says that the enemy's camp gathered to battle. Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and they pitched their tents in Elah and set the battle in array, meaning they were preparing for this fight. They knew that they had to face the enemy army. Hallelujah. Okay? And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley in between them. And there went out a champion camp of the Philistines named Goliath. Goliath of Gath. Now, when we look up the meaning of the name Goliath, it means great. The Bible says he was a champion. Oh, my God. Can we talk about a champion for a minute? A champion. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just make this announcement first. Jesus is our champion. Yes. He has won every victory. My. Concerning us. He's already done it. I don't care what CNN has to say about it. I don't care what Fox News has to say about it. The man has already been fought and won in the name of Jesus. John the Revelator. He already saw the multitude of every kindred, every nation, every tongue. Yes, Lord. Those that were washed in the blood of the Lamb. The outcome is we win. Praise God. We walk by what? Faith and not by sight. But look at this champion. Champion is one who has mastered the fight. Oh, if you are champion in something, that means you have won contest. You've been tested, Lord Jesus. You've been trained. You've learned the ins and the outs, and you have mastered that thing. If it's tennis, basketball, crochet, knitting, baking pies, if you are a champion, you have been crowned with the title of victor. You're unbeaten. I say, oh, Libabosha, you are unbeaten. You are what? Not defeated when you are champion. Now, that means others have tried to defeat you, but it didn't work. So Goliath was known for this great status of being a champion. Oh, If you are a champion, you know that other people will be afraid to get in the ring with you to fight. Muhammad Ali was a champion in his time. And there were those, I'm not getting in the ring with him. Why? Because he has a track record in the history of being undefeated, of pounding folk, beating them up. Okay, well, that's the type of reputation that Goliath had. And his height was 6 cubits and a span. Goliath stood at about 10 feet tall. Oh, my. My Lord. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. Now, a coat of mail was a cloak or a coat of armor that was made of plates or rings, metal steel rings. That wasn't no cotton. That was heavy armor. Amen. To protect him, all right? And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass, very heavy. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. He was what? Fully armored and protected. And guess what? He was strong enough to carry that. Amen. He had to be big and healthy and strong to carry all that brass and metal. Mm-hmm. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And the spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. So there was one that went out before him into the battle. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Why are you even bothering to prepare to fight me? How? Oh! That's the question the devil is asking somebody tonight. I don't know why you keep on praying. Why are you continuing? I feel God. Why are you continuing to fast? Why are you continuing to witness and tell people about the Lord? Don't you know I'm a champion? Oh, that's what the devil do. Come out of his stinking chest to try to intimidate us. Yeah. Try to talk us out of what we know is right. So that the Holy Ghost have come upon us. Woo! And he gave us power against every work of the enemy. But when you see a giant, a champion at that, so big and so great and so strong, let's talk to the giants tonight. A financial giant, or giant of sickness, or giant of divorce. Come on up in here tonight. Oh, will you face that giant? So big, bigger than you. Too big for you to handle in your own strength. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Too great for you to tackle by yourself. We get fearful, don't we? We get a little nervous. Some of us get downright anxious. Some of us get under the bed and don't come out. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. He told us, fear not, for I am with you. Hallelujah. He has not changed his mind about that. The battle does not belong to you. It's the Lord's. All right, let's look at it. Look at what he said. Why you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine and ye servants to Saul? You hear that, devil? Don't you know what I'm capable of doing? Aren't you watching the news? Don't you see how I snatch souls every day in abortion and murder and premature deaths and accidents and mishaps, gun violence, come on here, gang violence, rapes and debauchery all over the nation, wars and rumors of war, drownings, tornadoes, hurricanes, and the devil say, don't you know who I am? Hasn't it been your shot? Even your own Bible tells you. That I'm the God of this world, lowercase g, that is. Don't you know who I am? Can I tell y'all something? The devil knows who you are. He knows who you are. He knows that you are a child of the Most High God. He knows that you're blood washed and blood bought. He knows that you believe in the name of the Holy Son of God. Hallelujah! And he knows that you believe God. That's why he keeps coming at you. Because if he can't get you to back off, more souls are going to come to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look. choose you a man for you, he says, and let him come down to me. Y'all want to set up a battle against me and my army? Send somebody down. I wish I could hear somebody over this line just say, Lord, here I am. How? Nobody else may think I'm nothing, but here I am for you, Jesus. Nobody else would accept me in the church house. Y'all wouldn't have no church. But here I am. Here I am, Lord. I'm not that educated. I don't have fancy clothes and fine things. Come on here. All these big degrees. But if you can use anybody, here I am. Here I am. Isaiah said that. Send me, Lord. Here I will go. Do what you listen. But the cause. Oh, my tongue, purge me and cleanse me. Prepare me. I'll go. Jesus told the Father that. Father, prepare me a body. I'll go down and get them. God is looking for somebody to look past your own limitations. Look past what people have said about you and what they've done to you and how they think of you. And lock yourself into agreement with what he says about you. Let him purge you and prove you real good and prepare you, fill you with the Holy Ghost so he can send you out. I'm not talking about just to the church house. There are souls right around you, right in your building, on your block, on the job, at the restaurant, supermarket, doctor's office, library. They're there. God wants to send you to fight for him. Hallelujah, to represent his holy army. Let's read it. If you be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall he be our servant and serve us. And the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Let's stop right there. I want you to understand that when Goliath said these words, it scared the people of God. All of Israel was afraid. Goliath set forth this challenge, and he meant what he said, but he was sadly mistaken because he did not know. Even when he saw David, he laughed. You read the story later on. He didn't know who he was dealing with. He was not dealing with David. He was dealing with the God of David. He was dealing with the God of David. And when the enemy sees you, another level goes by. He's not dealing with you. He's dealing with the army of the Lord. He's dealing with the heavenly host. He's dealing with Michael and Gabriel. The word of God, the blood of Jesus, weapons of warfare that are not carnal. Hell said, the great I am. That's who he's dealing with. And he can't stand against you. Neither you. Why? Because the greater one lives on the inside of you. Hallelujah. We're going to pray against that Goliath spirit. That spirit of the giant that's come to attack your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come tonight in power. We feel your power over this airwave right now. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that allows us to come before your throne of grace. We honor you and we love you, dear God, for being so good to us. We want to thank you for revealing and unfolding this word so that we can apply it to what we're in right now, what we may be facing, what we may have to confront. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you glory for victory tonight, victory over sin. By the power of the blood of Jesus. Dear Lord God, forgive us and wash us afresh, I pray you, in Jesus' name, from all of our sins, all of our iniquities, our transgressions. Forgive us our trespasses. Yes, Lord, as we forgive those who trespass against us. We understand that you allow us to come. You even allow Goliath to come upon us and to stand against us. But it's you before us. If you be for us, there is no man, there's no power, there's no force, there's no entity that can stand against us, because greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. Father, we speak to every giant problem, every great dilemma, every great situation, every giant that has come to stand against your people. Father, I command and I release and loose the strength of God to quicken your people in their bellies tonight, to strengthen their hearts, to give them fresh courage, that they will not back down, but that they will go forward in you and in the power of your might. In the name of Jesus, Father, we know that trials come. They come to make us strong. We want to thank you. We want to thank you. We confuse the enemy right now with our praise and thanks, because he thought that what he was going to do was going to take us out. But instead, you're pulling up a praise out of us. You're pulling out a praise in an eternal yes. Yeah, you're getting glory out of us. Even in the midst of the trial, even in the battle, you are getting glory. Father, we've learned some things. Even being rejected like David, we learned how to praise you. We learned how to worship. We learned how to chase your heart. Hallelujah. And we refuse tonight to lose sight of who you are and who you have called us to be. In spite of what we're going through, we still praise you. We still say, is there not a cause? Zion, rise up in power, rise up in strength, rise up in courage, rise up in the anointed, rise up in the Holy Ghost, rise up in repentance, rise up, Zion, in the spirit of consecration, rendering your bodies living sacrifices unto our great God. Bow in the name of Jesus. And the God, touch your people now. Touch them now, God. Strengthen now the feeble knees. In the name of Jesus. Touch minds right now. We thank you for reversing the curse of I can't. Reversing the curse of failure. Reversing the curse of low self-esteem and rejection. I decree and declare tonight, by the power of your blood, your army is healed. Just like in the valley of dry bones. Your army that looked dead. Is an opportunity for you to blow your wind of resurrection from the north, south, east, and west and raise up. Raise up your people out of a pit of despair and hopelessness, and premature death. Death and suicide cannot have your people. We plead the blood over the army of the Lord. Every prayer warrior, every intercessor, every psalmist, fivefold ministries, yes, hallelujah. He is the Lord your God who heals you. Thank you for healing your church. Thank you for healing your mighty army. Thank you, Jesus, for causing the bones to come back together again. You're raising up a mighty army. And we thank you for tonight. Thank you for calling us to be soldiers in your army. And then we plead the blood. Even right now, over every rank, every soldier, front lines and behind, cupbearers, yes, Lord, touch each and every one, gatekeepers and watchmen, cover with your blood. Father, strengthen us for battle, knowing that we've already got the victory. You gave David 5 smooth stones. We want to thank you. We don't need anybody else's armor. Hallelujah! You've given us what we need. We thank you for grace tonight, to not only stand and fight, but to be fully armored with the whole armor of you, Lord God, and to stand, after having done all, to stand, knowing that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Beloved, I love you. Join me tomorrow evening, same time, same station. God bless.